Now, I decided this morning that I couldn't do this talk on my own. So I've got 10 people that are going to come and help me. If those 10 people that I've asked can just come up front and up to the stage here, that'd be great. So you let me know, guys, when we've got enough. We've got one, two, and I'll start again. Ready to help me count? Ready?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Does that mean they're all here?
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right, here we go. This is the hard part for them. There you go. Do you think they did a good job?
Yeah.
Give them a round of applause. You guys can go back to the seat now. They did a good job, didn't they? Was that pretty easy?
Yeah.
It was, wasn't it? Now, what did they all get? They all got a chocolate, didn't they? Gee, that was nice, wasn't it? Was that nice of me? Oh, but hang on. Didn't I just pick out 10 chocolates?
Yeah, you did.
So that means there's 10 minus 1. That means 9 people didn't come back. Okay. Thanks for that. Oh, does that remind you of a story, does it? Which story is that? And only one came back and said, "Hey, that's right." Because there's a story in the Bible where there was 10 men and they were all sad because they were very, very sick. And they were so sick that they weren't allowed to live at home. They had to live outside of town. They couldn't see their families. They couldn't play with their friends. Even the doctor, he couldn't help them either. But one day, Jesus came to town. And they thought, well, oh, maybe Jesus could help us. And they said, Jesus, please, please, come over, please help us. And Jesus saw the 10 men, and he went, oh, I feel really sad for them too. I'm going to help them out. And he made them well again. And the 10 men, what do you think, they were happy? Oh, were they ever? They're like, yeah, this is great. And they've gone off home. But one of them stopped. Just like Mr. McFetridge stopped, didn't he? And he came back to Jesus, the one man, and he said, thank you. Just like Mr. McFetridge came back and said, thank you. Now, I'm sure all those other people that did come up wanted to say thank you, but I told them not to, so we're not thinking they're really bad people. But in this story, in the Bible, only one man came back. Only one of them said thank you. And these sick men, they had so much to thank Jesus for, didn't they? But we've got even more to thank Jesus for. Because Jesus has given us everything. Everything we could ever want. How much time do we spend saying thank you to God for Jesus? I think we need to try and be like them. Try not to be like all the people that walked away, but be like the person that came back and said thank you to God. So we're going to do that now, and we're going to pray, and you can say the words after me. Does that sound good? All right, you ready? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus to die for us. Thank you that because of Jesus, you are making a home for us in heaven. Amen.